This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. Today is National Bill of Rights Day. President Franklin Roosevelt established it back in 1941. But as 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, this year civil liberties groups are putting a greater emphasis on it than ever before.
The Bill of Rights encompasses the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. In honor of its 225th anniversary, I enlisted the help of some passersby in downtown Seattle to read from it.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house.
Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed.
The right of the people should be secure in their person's house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
That was Bob St. Clair, Vika Sharma, Charlie Olson, Kelsey Scott, and Caitlin Alton. For its part, the American Civil Liberties Union is celebrating Bill of Rights Day by passing out wallet-sized cards with the rights printed on them. ACLU Communications Director Doug Honig says post-election, some people express concern about how a Trump presidency would affect rights, given the comments made during the campaign about banning Muslims and limiting the press.
And a lot of people were feeling anxiety and despair, so we want to give a positive action by giving people a chance to have a free copy of the Bill of Rights carried around with them. And it just serves as a reminder that these are really basic American values and they exist regardless of who's in the White House.
Since the election, the ACLU of Washington has seen a huge spike in membership. According to Honig, 17,000 joined in just the last month. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.